sick always of ready? You asking me if
you're
I'm
always ready.
Because you know what, Michelle? I'm always ready.
Even when you're not in the mood, you're ready?
Even when I'm not in the mood, I'm somehow ready.
Always ready, huh?
That's me, Frangry.
Good to
always
go.
Always ready. What is that annoying music? Do you not feel that in the floor? Is there a band playing?
There is a band playing upstairs and downstairs. Screaming Females is here tonight.
Hi, Screaming Females, you're rocking my vibe. All right, everyone, it's 6:17.
It's 6:02.
6:02 p.m., time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Hey, guys.
I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm playing with a dreidel because I'm part Jew.
Please don't do that.
But look, I did a really good one.
You're
all right,
natural.
Listen, we have a couple announcements to make.
Oh, and the other announcement, too.
Wait, what's the... Your show?
No.
What?
Rate the DJ.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I want to win Creepy as F.
Okay, well, I want to drink Looks Drunk. I want to drink. I want to win Looks Drunk.
All right, so let's talk about that first.
RateTheDJ.com. We're not talking about this on the air. Come on. We're better than this.
I'm not.
All right, then you talk about it.
No.
Exactly. In other news, we would like to thank Bennett for the flowers.
Thank you, Bennett.
Madman for the Valentine's Day chocolate that station manager Ken just wolfed down
man,
in
he loves
literally,
candy.
I think within 5 seconds, he ate all of them.
He loves candy.
And we have something else very special happening
today. Very
today.
Special.
We received a letter from our new listener, Scott. Our new listener, Scott, at the Otisville Correctional Facility.
Hi, Scott.
We're very touched by said letter, and we won't read it on the air, but we will say that he loves FMU. He named a few shows, Dr. Game Show, Mary Wing.
Vocal Fry.
Vocal Fry, Julie and Her Dark Side, Sportsy Talk. He loves us all. Did you want me to read the beginning part?
You can read the beginning part, maybe.
He says, Dear Frangry and Michelle, thank you both for continuously providing a high point in every week. Being in prison, it is rare to find fun and humorous conversation. For an hour every week, I feel like I am hanging out and laughing with friends. That's because you are, Scott.
Yes.
And he goes on to tell us some personal things that I will not repeat.
Well, he loves that his dad's involved as well, so thank you, Rooster, for getting your contact info.
Yes. Scott and Rooster, you're in our hearts.
We appreciate the letter.
Very sweet. Yes. Loved that. That was very nice.
Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Yay! Where we treat Woo! Listeners like family. Sometimes. depending on the listener and the day and the mood we're in.
Yeah, just like family.
Yeah, just like family. Well said, Michelle. Do we have a topic?
Yes.
What is it again?
You hate it.
Oh, no. It's my topic. Well, I'm not sure about it, but I guess we'll find out. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories.
I like that it's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah, it's not easy to say.
Grocery store stories.
Do we need to give an example, or do they get it? Things that have happened in a grocery store, outside of a grocery store, near a grocery store,
I have
about
an example.
A grocery store. Yes, Michelle?
Okay, you know how I'm allergic to corn in kernel form?
Michelle, you're not allergic to corn in kernel form. You just don't like it.
I'm allergic to corn in kernel form.
Oh my God.
When I was a child, I was riding in the front of the shopping cart, and my sister was riding in the basket part of the shopping cart with my mom. And out of the ready-to-go food section, she ordered us corn to eat as a snack.
Like corn on the cob?
No, like corn kernel.
Kernel corn in a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were snacking on corn.
What grocery store has kernel corn in a cup to go?
It's called Pueblo. It's in Puerto Rico.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
El Pueblo.
It's called Pueblo.
Okay.
So we proceed to get food poisoning from the corn.
How? It's just corn.
It was rancid. And we barfed up and down every single aisle. And my mom just kept thinking we were going to stop barfing. So she didn't want to go. She wanted to finish the shopping. And we just kept barfing and barfing and barfing.
Wait, the both of you?
Yeah. It was
like
food poisoning.
Literally throwing up.
Throwing up in the aisle.
And your mom.
I can still taste the corn.
Hold on. And your mom just kept shopping.
She just kept thinking like they're not going to throw up again.
Okay, but don't you think after maybe the first throw up, you're like, oh, maybe I should take the girls home.
I think she just wanted to get the shopping done. So anyway, since that day, I have not eaten corn in kernel form because I'm allergic to it.
No, you're not allergic to it, Michelle. You just got food poisoning
from it. Because I'm allergic.
No, Michelle, no. Oh, my God, this drives me crazy. Does your sister eat corn in kernel form?
Probably not. She's probably allergic, too.
She's not allergic!
Why does it make you so mad?
Because it's not true. I don't like things that aren't true.
Truth isn't so black and white.
You are not, you are scientifically not allergic.
You don't know that.
I know that.
I don't.
Maybe we should try.
You also don't think I can breathe underwater.
That's because it's impossible, basically.
Not if you're part mermaid.
You're not part mermaid, Michelle. You're part crazy. In a good way, baby.
That just wasn't very nice.
In a good way, baby. In a good way.
Valentine's Day and you're going to talk to me like that?
I thought we weren't going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Well, if you insult me, I will.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Are you messing with me on purpose?
No, I think you've had a little.
I did. I'm having a great time. We just shot some really sexy videos for the marathon. Michelle didn't have a shirt on, and I was pantless.
It should be the other way around.
Oh, because I have better boobs and you have better butt? Fine. I didn't have a shirt on, and Michelle was pantless. Call us, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Admit I'm allergic to corn.
No, because I don't think you are. Let's feed you a couple kernels of
corn.
I'm
not eating corn. I'm allergic. It's like when kids eat peanuts. My throat hole will close up and I'll die. Then you'll be a murderer.
Have you ever had a doctor tell you you're allergic to corn?
I mean, I'll say yes.
But you mean no? Is this another one of those Michelle lies?
No, this one's not.
You almost admitted it. You were like,
this one doesn't feel like a lie.
Yeah, but listen, you already did this. You were like, it felt like I made the whatever it was. What was it? The picadillo. It felt like I made the picadillo I heated up that my mom sent me. It felt like I made it because I heated it up. It feels like I'm allergic to corn in kernel form because I threw up once from it.
Okay, but listen. Admit that there's a small percentage of you that believes that I knew how to breathe underwater as a child.
No, because that is absolutely not true. I know for 100,000,000% that you cannot breathe underwater, Michelle Colomare.
It's sad you're not a dreamer.
I am a dreamer in different ways. Like, I think one day, I imagine one day you'll admit that you're lying. That's me dreaming.
That's sad.
Sad is you thinking you can breathe underwater.
No, that's creative.
What if you die one day thinking that you're like swimming under the water and you're breathing, but really you're just suffocating and dying slow, painful death?
God, you're dark. People think I'm the dark one, but...
Why are you wearing Kim Kardashian braids today?
They're just Michelle braids. Why are you judging so hard?
Are you batting your eyelashes at me?
I am.
Hey guys, call us. We would love a call.
We have no calls?
Nope. 201-209-9368. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link, or you can call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories. Everyone has one. Y'all go to the grocery store at least once a week.
People don't go once a week.
Something most definitely weird has happened there. So let us know.
Really?
It's on the deck.
Put it on silent.
It is on silent. It's on vibrate silent. What do you want from me? It's not my fault. I'm so unpopular. I brought it for a reason. Oh, because I had topics on there. That's why I brought it.
See, mine's right here.
I didn't just bring it.
Mine's right here.
Did you bring your post-it note?
I don't have one today.
Mm. Did you use the phone?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
This is so cool. Okay. So, Hang on, I'm driving, so give me like 1 second to pull over.
Sure, we'll wait. No problem. We're not on a live radio show.
Be nice.
Sorry.
Oh, that's for sure. Okay.
Yeah. Anytime, let us know when you're ready.
Be nice.
Sure, take your time.
She's driving.
Okay.
I don't care. She should have pulled over before she... Hi, you're on the radio. First call was a total dud. How about you?
Probably still dud. I called because I heard you didn't have any calls, so that's so bad.
Yeah, but, you know, the minute I say that, we get a lot of calls. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
You so fell for it.
My first job ever was working at a grocery store in my hometown. And I worked in the frozen food section, which mostly was just me, like, stocking things and pulling older things to the front so people would buy them first. And the one freezer that we sold French fries in, it was just one door. And, like, the top of the freezer was really high end, like, I don't remember the brand, but stuff with, like, sea salt, cracked pepper, and blah, blah, blah.
Fancy.
And then it would extend in quality as you went down. There'd be, like, the Oritas and all that. And then on the bottom was the store brand French fries. And the very bottom part of the cooler was, like, I can't remember if they were 5 or 10 pound bags of, like, the store brand crinkle cut French fries. No one ever bought them. They were really big. You could tell the bags had been there for, like, I don't know, 10 years, maybe.
So you stole them?
And one day I was cleaning out the bottom of the freezer and I pulled back the 5 pound bag of French fries.
There's a rat.
And underneath it was just a dead lobster.
What?
And we sold lobsters in the store, but I don't know how someone would have moved one from the seafood section into the freezer.
Like the little guy crawled over there and he died?
No, like the place he was in the freezer, like, someone definitely had to have placed the lobster underneath the bag of French fries.
Why would someone do that?
Maybe they were saving it for later.
What are you doing, Michelle?
Taping a sign that fell.
Michelle, can you get back on the radio, please?
I was taping a sign that fell. Maybe someone moved it to hide it for later because they wanted it.
And then they just never came back to get it?
The way we sold the lobsters in this store, it's like every other grocery store. There's a little tank and you pick out the one you want and then they grab it for you.
Maybe they changed their mind.
Someone ordered a lobster from the seafood section.
Changed their mind.
And left it in the freezer.
A mystery. An unsolved mystery.
It's a forensic file.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Don't be bored yet.
No, they're saying that Otisville is ranked one of the top 10 cushiest prisons in the country.
Doesn't sound that great.
From everything you've heard about it? I don't know. He didn't, like, tell us any tales of, like, getting beaten or raped in that letter. Did he? I must have missed that.
How nice could it be? It's jail.
I feel like it's nicer than you think it is.
Really?
Like, you think that chick from The Housewives went to a scary jail? She was chilling with, cell phone.
That's like, there's, like...
And, like, makeup. And girls on her butt all day. Sounds awful, huh?
You wouldn't want to go to jail.
I mean, nobody wants to go to jail. I'm just saying. It's not like...
Well, like, the country club jail and, like, the other jails are different.
What's the...
Well, she, like, went to jail for, like, tax fraud or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, white-collar crimes.
Oh, that's a different jail.
That's a different jail.
It's not, like, murderer jail?
No, it's, like, country club jail. That's different than murderer
jail. I bet country
jail.
Club jail is kind of cool for, like, 5 months. It's like a vacation.
I mean,
whatever, you're in a cell, but you're not with me on this? It's funny because Just Ted says he's allergic to peas in split form.
That's not that funny.
I'm just saying, Just Ted understands you're polite.
I don't care if you don't believe me. It doesn't mean it's not true.
That's right, correct? Just because I don't believe you doesn't mean it's not true. It's not true because it's just not true. Just like you can't breathe underwater because that's impossible.
Maybe for you.
You know what I can do? Fly.
I think that's awesome.
I taught myself to fly when I was little.
That's awesome you can fly.
Cool, right?
Can you show me one day?
Yeah, I'm going to show you. When you show me that you can breathe underwater, I'll show you that I can fly.
Okay.
Okay. 201-209- 9368. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories. We're
just
already
rude. You're just rude.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh wow, that was quick. I expected a screener. I got
what?
It on the radio.
What? You waited so long. Let's be real.
Hey, hi. Here,
you were waiting on the phone for like a good 13 minutes. Right? Say yes.
Yes. That was ridiculous, but okay. Wow.
Glad you got through.
Yeah, I've been pulled over here on the side of the turnpike for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a child in the rural South, I worked at a supermarket all through high school, and we robbed the place blind. And the coveted, the most coveted shift was Sunday night when they would lock us in to clean. So at Dover's Supermarket, some off-brand small-town supermarket, they would lock three of us in, and we would steal Zima from the back.
Yes, good choice.
We figured they wouldn't miss the Zima.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, good thinking.
It was a college town, so we would steal Zima.
I'd steal bologna.
I would steal Doritos.
And then Ahmed figured out how to cook chicken cutlets on the hermetic sealer, the thing that you would pull the plastic across to like high speed boy. Sorry,
wait,
my son is shouting at me.
Wait.
So we would cook elaborate meals and get drunk and steal and go out back and smoke. It would become this whole I see you, I'm telling you. Criminy. Curse words. It was really fun. So we got caught one night. The manager's name was Bob Quick, and he came back early, and we just got caught red-handed, and he didn't even care.
I'm sure they expect it.
What difference does it make to
them? They don't lose that much money.
They don't care. God, they don't lose that much money. Wait. Right? It's all about inventory. But you learn that, you know,
hold on.
Later. At the time, I was ready to go to jail.
Franny has a question.
My turn.
Has a question.
My favorite part is that you guys found a way to cook it.
Come again?
My favorite part is that you guys found a way to cook the food and like
cook
just
the
chill,
chicken, right? So
like you were
like
barbecuing.
Cheap, like it's on a blister.
Yeah.
It's on a blister car. You can
buy
a cheap knife. You know, in any supermarket they have like. So we'd take the we'd get the cheap cutlery. And cook
That's
the chicken
awesome.
That's hilarious.
Sounds super fun.
Chicken and Zima.
All right. Good for you. Have a good one.
I want to hear a meat cutter story.
Like a deli man. Like he sliced his finger off? Like in that movie with what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's wrong with
that? The Wrestler? Is that the movie?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie too.
He also made Black Swan. And you know I love Black Swan.
Mm, that's because you are the Black Swan.
I'm not the Black Swan.
You're the other swan?
No. I'm neither swan.
Girl, if you're a swan, you're the Black Swan.
They're both weird.
You're not weird?
They both have really, like, a lot of problems.
Call us at 201-209. Put your phone down. 936. Michelle, put your phone down. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories. You say it. Grocery store stories.
Grocery store stories.
Say it again.
Grocery store
Say
stories.
Say it three times fast.
Grocery store stories. Grocery store stories. Grocery store stories.
Oh, that was good.
It's easier if you say grocery than grocery.
Who says grocery?
People.
Nobody says grocery. It's a C, not an SH. Grocery.
Gross.
Grocery.
Grocery.
No, dude.
Some people say grocery.
Who the hell says grocery?
A lot of people.
Name one human being you know who has said grocery.
I'm not just going to say my mom, but it might not.
Your mom does not say grocery.
You know what? I just had to think of someone and I didn't know who else to say.
You're such a liar.
Because I know someone exists, but you're trying to make me prove it. It's like when someone asks
you shouldn't lie. You should just say, I can't think of anyone right now. If you're angry, but give me a minute. Maybe I will. Stop pressuring me instead of lying.
Why? No.
I'd be like, oh, fair enough.
Stop pressuring me, Frangry.
Fair enough, food bed.
Stop pressuring me. Pure pressure.
Listen, I got to go to the grocery store after this.
People say grocery.
Nobody says it. People with lisps.
No, they would say grocery.
Right? Is it grocery-thor. Grocery-thor-thories.
Yeah, that's what people with. I think lisps are so cute, by the way.
Well.
Have you seen any violent movies lately?
No. I haven't seen any. Hmm. I'm going to karaoke on Sunday. You want to come?
No, I can't. I'm working. Fine. Caroline and I have a job together this weekend. And
who?
Me and my friend Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
We got hired as artists. All right,
cool.
Assistants.
Then you hang out with her, and I'll see you at the marathon finale.
Okay, that's mature.
I'll be at the grocery store.
I'll be at the grocery store.
I'll be at the grocery store.
Can I please check my text message?
Fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the air.
You're on the radio.
Oh.
What's up? What's up, dude?
Bye.
Yes? Okay.
Weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you tonight? Love your show.
Thank you. Very well. How are you?
Good. I have a grocery store story.
What is your grocery store story?
Okay. My first job, I worked at an Acme, and two of the friends I worked with there went to the refrigerated section and went to the Ready Whip and used the NO2 off the Ready Whip and inhaled it. And one guy said it didn't do anything. He grabbed another can, inhaled the Ready Whip, and he passed out right on the ground. And his coworker, fearing for their own jobs, he grabbed him by the ankles and dragged him right into the back room, right into the refrigerated section, so no one would see his coworker passed out. That's what you do when you work at the Acme.
Wait, but then he was fine, obviously.
Worked there.
Queenie,
he just did some whippets. Oh, my God. That's what we should do for our stunt.
We were going to do it one year, and we didn't. I don't remember why.
Because I'm scared.
I'd love to do a whippet again.
I've never done one.
They're the best.
Enjoy. Have a good night.
Have a good one. Wait a minute.
You'll be too scared.
Why would I be scared? It only lasts like a second, right?
It's the best feeling.
Oh, my God. We should do whippets on the air.
Ken will do whippets.
We need a stunt. He didn't like it.
He liked one of them.
Yeah, that was the one with Kelly J.
I think we could convince him about the other one.
I think we could, too. He wasn't feeling the conversation tonight. Let's try again next week.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Grocery store stories. Did I say it right?
Grocery store stories.
Grocery store stories. Billy Jan says he has a special remix happening tonight, so I'm excited to hear that. I'm also really excited to maybe add a caller onto the list and maybe have them win a free T-shirt because we're halfway through the show and there's no one on here yet.
What's the list?
It says grocery store stories. The person who gets on the list is honorable mention. My favorite from the list wins a free T-shirt. Did you know that?
I did know that. I've been doing this for 5 years.
Sorry, attitude. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a grocery story.
Let's hear your grocery story.
So for a few years, I worked at a health food store in New Jersey. And this one time, we had a juice bar in the back, which was where I was working on this particular day. And one time, Lucy Liu came in. And everyone in the store, like, knew it, but nobody wanted to approach her. Everyone was, like, too scared to talk to her. But she came back to the juice bar where I was working and, like, ordered a smoothie. And as she left, like, sometimes when you make a little bit too much, you can just drink the rest. I had the rest of her leftover smoothie. So at the end of the day, I could say that technically I shared a smoothie with Lucy Liu.
That's so weird.
Yeah. You are so effing creepy right now. Like, are you proud of this?
Yeah.
Good
I
for
think
you.
It's funny.
What's your name, sister?
I'm Maggie.
Maggie?
Yeah, I was the only person in the store who got to talk to her.
Maggie, you little perv with Lucy Liu. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt for being a creepazoid.
Awesome. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
People should win more things for being creepy.
That was so weird. This phone is acting up.
Don't you think people should win more for being creepy?
I broke the phone.
Yeah, hit it harder.
Oh, it worked. Thanks. Thanks, Michelle. Remember when you came over the other night and we made dinner?
Mm-hmm. We watched Just Jillian. And we made dinner. And we brainstormed. Storms. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why you gotta bring up Just Jillian?
Because I don't mind her.
And then we kept looking at each other like, wow, you really are Just Jillian.
You just kept saying it. I wasn't trying to say
it. And you would just smile. You just kept smiling. Like, I know. That's why I'm making you watch it.
I don't like a lot of shows like that, but I think that her show is all right.
Do you think maybe that has something to do with why you like me?
No. Or
why you like her has something to do with me?
I don't think you're that much alike. I don't. But I decided...
Her with the kids?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Her with the kids was exactly me with kids.
I decided I don't think you look like Kristen Stewart last night.
That's funny because people tell me I look exact. I mean, some people tell me, like, they feel the need to go out of their way to tell me I look like her.
I can't. I watched Adventureland again because when I watched that movie and I was really depressed last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched Adventureland.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
She's hot. I'll take it. I mean, I don't mind. She's got a little attitude, but I'm cool with that.
Yeah, and you don't.
That's why I just said I'm cool with that. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is grocery store stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's up?
I got a couple of ShopRite stories for you from New Jersey.
Let's hear the best one.
Yeah, we only want to hear the best one.
Well, I don't know if these are the best, but they're both militant in their own way.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right, first one, I'm in a shop, right, and a nice checkout girl comes up to me, and she says, I'll take you over here, but I was waiting for my girlfriend to come with the rest of the groceries, so I didn't want to get in line yet. And I wait, and then we get in line, we pay for our groceries, and then this checkout girl comes up to me and says, oh, you didn't want to get into my line because you were a racist. I'm like, holy crap. So I ended up having to explain to her that I was not a racist, and I would have gladly gotten into her line. Now, the second story is another shop, right? And I'm wearing my bootleg Adventure Time t-shirt because the cartoon was just on the air, and I really dug it. And the girl at the checkout looked at my t-shirt and said, you do watch the show, don't you? And I'm like, holy crap, it's the Adventure Time t-shirt police.
Great story, bro.
I don't get that one.
Those are my two exciting militant ShopRite stories.
All right, have a good one. Just Ted says, I didn't think Frank Reed was like Jillian, but then I saw Jillian on some non-exercise show and thought, separated at birth. We need, Mr. Jenny says, we need to get Jillian and Caroline to tickle Frank Reed to death. Or until she pukes. Mr. Johnny is such a smartass.
Yeah, he really is. He's got a knack for it. But he's funny. He's like Robin. Like, it's funny.
Depends on the joke. Depends on who the butt of the joke is. It's usually me.
It's always you.
It's not always me.
Uh-oh.
I just don't read the ones that are about you out loud on there.
I read them.
I know, that's weird.
They're not about
After the show, Michelle goes and reads the comments.
Not first. After, but sometimes if I'm bored, I'll look at them.
That's weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
Sup?
You guys have I've been on hold for like 20 minutes.
Sorry, we're busy. What do you want from us?
Incredibly popular.
We are so popular.
A lot of new callers, too.
Mm.
You can tell by a lot of the things that they're saying.
Because
amateur hour.
That's always exciting.
You're right. That is exciting.
I don't have a great story, but I want to call up and say, hey, I do have a short story. I was in the supermarket recently, and it was like a packed deli counter, and you have to take a number. And I took my number, waiting and sitting there. My number comes up, give them my ticket, order my food. And this old lady must have been literally 90 years old, started screaming at me that I cut in front of her, I took her ticket, all these people are just staring at me, like, shaking their heads like I stole this old lady's ticket. And meanwhile, I literally had the right ticket looking at the thing, and it was just, there was no way I could dispel it, so I had to kind of just, like, lower my head and walk away with my cold cuts. And it really pissed me off, but that's all I got.
I like the end where you just walked away with your cold cuts.
I was trying to, it was like nothing I could say at that point. Everyone's just looking at me like, oh, this is going back.
You can't be like, she's a liar.
That's what I would have said.
You would have called an old lady a liar?
If she was a liar? Absolutely.
Yeah, right. There's no winning in that scenario, I think.
I don't care. If she was lying, I would have been like, you're lying, old lady.
Yeah, just throw my cold cuts at her.
And you're not getting away with it just because you're old. You still have to be nice to people.
Next time I'll take her can or something.
You would not have done that. I know you.
I have to be nice to people.
I would not.
She should be nice to people, too.
Why?
Because it's part of being a human being.
No, when you're that old, you should just be
You don't get a free pass.
Why?
Because you just don't. You know better.
I don't think so.
I disagree. I would have told her what was up, Johnny.
What would you have said?
I would have been like, lady, you're lying.
You would have called her out in front of an entire meat market.
Yeah, what do I care? I like meat markets.
I just muttered they to like myself, you. Basically. Like trying to say I didn't do it.
No one thought you did it. Don't
I avoid
worry.
Social confrontation, especially with old ladies.
I don't. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, later.
Later. Hi, you're on the radio. I said, hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio now.
Hi, this is Cliff from Syracuse.
Hey, what's up, Cliff? What's your story?
I'm just calling to say that I always say grocery. Never a grocery.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing.
You just said them the same.
No, he didn't.
I said grocery.
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 Like with an SH?
SH, yes. I always say grocery.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing.
Grocery. It's two syllables. Grocery.
So it's grocery.
No, I never say that.
Grocery. It's three syllables, actually.
Grocery.
On Syracuse, it's two syllables, and it's grocery.
Fascinating. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Abe Bethel from West Hollywood.
Hi.
Hey, my one story is, so when I was like 14, 15, like growing up in this little mountain town, the only place to like go skateboard was behind the grocery store. And we always knew that this one dude who'd hang out in the back, like on his smoke breaks or whatever, like some butcher-looking dude who was like 30, he would buy us alcohol if we ever asked for it. You know, that was, like, always the rumor. And so one day, like, during school, like, it was, like, ninth grade or whatever, these chicks were like, hey, you know, if you get us, like, a bottle of peppermint. So, you know,
wait!
Like,
don't curse, dude.
I'm sorry. So me and my buddies, we all gathered, like, all our money, and we got, like, we paid them, like, $50, and they gave us, like, these two little bottles of, like, peppermint schnapps, you know. So we take him to this chick's house, and we place it in the bottle and everything and whatnot. But, you know, it was awesome. Like, they made out, we made out. It was the best day ever for, like, 15-year-old, like, little skateboarder, like, punk, you know?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It sounds super fun.
So anyway, so I actually, like, leave one of the bottles there, like, a half-drinking, like, peppermint schnapps bottle. And it, like, comes back to me, like, she gets busted. And then, like, I was, like, sitting there, like, the next night playing video games. And then my mom, like, comes knocking on my door, like, Nick, like, there's, like, an angry parent on the phone, like, saying you got, like, their daughter, like, really drunk off peppermint schnapps. And I was like, oh, like, you know, like, and my mom just, like, pressed me, and I was, like, 15. So she pressed me, like, really easily, like, where'd you get that bottle of peppermint schnapps? So I was like, oh, it's this guy, like, behind, like, the Stater Brothers where we go skateboard after school. And it was so embarrassing, like, walking into the store, in the grocery store, like, the next day after that.
Ugh.
And, like, having to, like, point this dude out. You know, I was 15, so I was, like, easily, like, pressed to do this thing.
Did your mom say something to him?
Oh, yeah. He like, got the manager and everything. She just kind of, like, gotten that dude.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. That's I am so pained hard. Right now. That is good.
What's your name, buddy?
Abe Bethel.
Abe, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome. You guys are amazing. I love you guys.
You're a cutie.
We love you, too. Have a good one. Okay. Listen.
Happy Friday.
Bye.
He was cute. He had some spunk.
You have a little thing for Abe?
I mean, he sounds like he's 20, but I would have.
You'd cougar it. You'd cougar it.
I'd peppermint schnapps that. Why not, right?
Wow.
That sounds so fun. Stealing liquor and playing spin the bottle.
I want to go on a high-speed chase.
You do?
Yeah.
Like what? Tell me what it
like
would be like.
Like O.J. Simpson in a Bronco.
And you're hiding in the back with a shotgun?
Well,
to your
no,
mouth?
I don't need a shotgun. I just want to be chased by the cops in a car.
And then what?
Well, and then get away with it. I don't want to get arrested, obviously. But I want to be in a car that's running from the cops. And I want to be, like, snorting blow while I'm doing it and, like, drinking beer.
I want to be...
And topless. I want to be topless.
I want to be running through a forest.
No, I want to be totally naked.
I want to be naked running through a forest, lighting the whole thing on fire.
Ooh, yeah!
Yeah, with a one bottle of, like alcohol in my hand and then a torch in my other hand.
Yeah!
Running through naked animals. Riding a bear.
Yeah, riding a bear!
Yeah!
Naked! And will your hair be on fire?
It'll be braided.
But in a hot way. Like, in a hot way. Like the girl from that... like Hunger Games or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
My wings will be
flaying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Fantasies.
Oh. You know what? What are those things that you throw and then they blow up, but they're bottles?
Oh.
Come on.
I'm going.
Come on.
Not a bottle rocket.
No. It's like a bottle and then and it blows up. And you throw it and it blows up. What are those called?
Not a bottle rocket. Not a throwing star.
Come on, someone will answer me in the comments board. It's like...
It has like a
name.
Foreign kind of name, right?
Wait, Chris is like, marathon stunts! Wait, what is it? Like a
Molotov cocktail.
Yes. I'm going to throw those at every window on my block.
Maybe we could throw a Molotov cocktail at Ken's car for the marathon.
What's in it? Won't it blow up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to let us do that.
He won't let us blow up his car?
Maybe we could throw Molotov cocktails off the roof.
What are you calling?
Was it called a Molotov What is it? Isn't that not what it's called? Like a Jewish thing? Wait, say it again. Wait, come back. Wait, remember?
It's not a Mazel Tov.
What is it? Say it.
Well, I don't know what it means, though.
Say it, though.
I think it's Molotov cocktail.
Molotov? What did I say? Mazel Tov. Remember the day we did Shmelma Poop?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And you were like, what? And I just kept saying it until I realized what I was saying.
Yes.
Oh, man. Those classic
memories.
Classic. Mazel Tov?
Nope. Molotov.
Molotov?
I don't know what it means, though. Guns N' Roses had a song about it. I think it's in It's So Easy when he's saying he's throwing Molotov cocktails in style.
That's going to be our outro song today.
I don't know. I might have bad words.
It's cool. A crude how do you say this word?
Incendiary.
Yes. Device typically consisting of a bottle filled with flammable liquid and with a means of ignition. The production of similar grenades was organized by Vyacheslav Molotov during World War II. Mazel Tov cocktail.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they spelled it wrong on Wikipedia.
I see.
It's Mazel Tov.
I see.
That's where the phrase came from.
Oh.
They're like, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. That's what you do when someone blows up your house. You're like, Mazel Tov.
Is that true?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Bluff ball.
Yeah, no, that's where it came from.
Bluff ball.
Yeah, let me find the origins of the word Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov.
Oh, I found a
Mazel Tov, a Jewish phrase depicting a Molotov cocktail.
Wow, you really were right.
See?
Mm. God, you're wise.
I know. You know what I want to play one day is let's look through the Google search of the WFMU in studio computer because I bet you there's some good stuff in there.
I bet there's not that much
like
good stuff.
Like the history?
People know they get in trouble, and everyone brings their own laptops.
I can look and see what people were searching in September.
Why September?
I can look that far into the history of this computer. Someone was searching Blind Tiger Ale House.
Ooh. That's not that exciting, actually.
Herpes? Huh. What if it burns when you pee? Is one of them.
Someone was searching that?
Yeah.
What if it, who was searching?
Abortions?
What time was, we could figure out what DJ thinks they have.
Oh my God, you're right.
So what time?
If we look at the time, we can figure out who it was.
Yeah. Let's not say it on the air, but would you mentally note it so that we can
look? Let's do that later.
Who do you think it was?
Kurt, obviously. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov cocktail.
Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, those are dangerous.
They seem so fun.
Anyway, what's your story?
That's what it is. What's your story tonight?
No, this grocery store stories.
Grocery stories. Yeah, I like to pick up chicks behind the grocery store and go skateboarding. I don't know. You guys are still on the air.
We're amazed, too.
Yeah, this is phase two.
No, I said we are just as we are amazed. Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it's nice to hear your voices every once in a while.
Oh, thanks, the guy. That's nice. All right, well, have a good one since your call is effing useless.
Whoa.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Buddy.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Michelle.
Hi,
hey.
One time I saw a guy breaking eggs in the store.
For fun?
Yeah, he would. This is the weirdest part. He would just take like 4 eggs or so out of a dozen, close it back up, put it back, pick another one up, and then do the same
what
thing.
What a jerk!
And then put it back.
And he's probably crazy.
Somebody came by, saw him, and yelled at him, and then he just took off running.
Aw, poor buddy.
There's like 5 or 6 cartons.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Holy mackerel. Hello, Frangry and Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Adam. I'm calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all right. I have a grocery store story for you.
Let's hear it.
So I'm 14 years old, and I'm watching a TV show like Maury Povich, and he has these kids on that are sort of like, they got rough lives, you know? And he brings this ball girl on. She's like 13. And I watch the show. It just sort of makes an impact on me. Like, I just remember this moment, like eating a sandwich, watching a show. I moved to New York. This is like 15 years later. I moved to New York City. I'm working at Trader Joe's on 14th Street. And in walks this ball girl with a guy. And I helped them. I checked them out, yeah. And when they leave, I told my coworkers, like, I told a couple of the bald chick, and she high-fived me. And so, you know, and then her friend came back in. Her friend came back in and gave me her number, and we ended up dating. And then, like, months later, after we started dating, I asked her, like, were you on television? Like, this memory, like, came back. It was the same girl, and I met her at a grocery store that I had worked at, so... That's my story.
It was the same girl who was on Maury Povich?
Yeah. So, that's kind of an interesting story.
Frangry doesn't believe you.
I promise.
I believe you.
Prove it.
I hear the desperation in your voice.
That doesn't mean that what he's saying is true. It just means he's desperate.
Talking to you, that's probably why.
I believe you. And I like your story.
Yeah, it's very true. I went back to New York, lived with her, took her to a farm in New Mexico. She lasted for 2 weeks. We broke up. I, like, quit the job, spent all my savings.
Idiot. I never do that for anyone. People are
dumb. Tell me about it. You know, life is experiences. We learn from them.
Mistakes.
So I made a note.
Have a good one.
Hey, thanks.
That's What's up, Downer?
What? Just being real.
You're so strict.
Doesn't strict.
Never move to New Mexico with someone?
Never liquidate your savings to move to New Mexico with someone.
I think he liquidated his savings after they broke up.
Oh, I thought he was saying during, like she ate them all.
Oh, I don't think that's what he was saying.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I've got a story. It's not really, it's like a bodega story.
Okay, bodega is the same as a grocery store.
Yeah, I guess you can get some groceries there, so I'm good. All right, so not too long ago, I live in Harlem. And this is Cokehead Chris from last week.
Oh, hi. Oh, wait, hey, do I owe you a shirt or did I send it yet?
All right, whenever.
I think...
Just get my size right, that's all I have.
Okay.
I was going to the bodega on the corner here, and I walked in, and when I walked in, I noticed that there were nothing but police officers in the bodega.
Not a good sign.
And so I get my stuff, and I go up to the counter, and I turn around, and they're all looking at the security cam that's hanging, like, above my head. And I look up at the security camera, and on the security camera, there's this guy hanging out front of the store. And the cops are watching it, and I'm watching it, and then all of a sudden I see these three guys on camera walk around the corner and just start beating the crap out of this guy.
Oof.
And I'm like, whoa, man, that's kind of weird. And then just out of my mouth came, like, I just recognized these guys, and out of my mouth I was like, man, that's my neighbors.
Wait, they were beating up your neighbor?
No,
the neighbors were beating people up?
And I was, like, watching on camera after they... And the cops looked right at me, and they were, like, 2A. And I was, like, I just kind of walked out the door. I didn't want to say anything. You know what I mean? I mean, it really freaked me out. But, they knew who it was initially anyway.
But why were they letting him beat someone up and... Oh, they were watching the security footage. They weren't watching it happen.
Yeah. They were watching
the
security footage, yeah. But needless to say, those kids, they were kind of gone for a little while.
Scary.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm out of here.
Have a good one.
All right.
People don't say I'm out of here enough anymore.
I'm a dip. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, no one should say that.
Hey, how you doing? I got a story about, you know, you're talking about people cutting off their fingers.
What?
Yes, we are talking about people cutting off their fingers.
Oh, you are?
Yes, absolutely.
Dang, well, I've been on the phone so long, I missed it, sorry. You still want to hear it, though?
Yes.
It's kind of it's a twofer.
Let's hear real it. Quick. Make it quick.
Real quick, this guy, Mike, he lopped off a digit in the bologna slicing machine.
Mikey Digits!
A digit, yeah, so he lopped it off.
Remember Mikey Digits?
He didn't really hear much. People were kind of laughing, making jokes about it. Whatever.
So
2 weeks later, somebody drops a deuce on the floor near the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought 9/11 happened again. I can't understand it.
So they didn't freak out about
the deuce.
Yeah. So your point is they didn't freak out about the finger, but they freaked out about the deuce.
Which was near the bathroom, wasn't in the bathroom. Near the bathroom.
But it was close enough.
It's enough, but I don't know. To me, very strange, but gross. I share that with you.
Good story.
It was worth a half hour on the phone, too, by the way.
Great. We really appreciated your call, actually.
I do.
I had a really good time with this call. Thank
great,
you, sir.
Yeah, me too. I had a great time sitting in traffic, good. Sitting on the phone.
It was nice to talk to you, though. We love you.
Hey, listen. You have a good night.
You too.
Have a good
have
night.
Have a good one, buddy. Mikey Digits. Remember Mikey Digits?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a good story.
Let's hear your good story.
I was in leaving ShopRite, and I... see some guy driving a scooter, like the old man scooter, leaving ShopRite, like on like the road, literally on the road. It was the funniest thing I ever seen.
Did you find $25 at the end of this story?
No.
Okay, then the story is not good.
All right.
Thank you for calling, though. Have a good one.
You too.
Poor guy. Girl? Guy? I don't even know.
Girl.
Was that a girl?
I think so.
I think it was a guy.
I think it was a girl.
I think it was a guy. I think it was a guy who didn't know how to tell a story. Where's just Ted? Speaking of people who don't know how to tell stories.
That's mean. We got 5 minutes left.
So? It looks to me like we have 8.
I'm just telling you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing? So I got a story when I was about 17. Worked at a Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this security guard. His name was Ernest. And he would make sure that people weren't like stealing into the store. He'd watch cameras. And one day this guy came in. He loaded up a shopping cart full of steaks and meat and all
Yum.
Kinds of expensive meat products.
Yum.
And he ran for the door. And Ernest went to go stop him. And he tackled the guy outside. And then the guy who stole the meat stabbed Ernest in the face like 5 or 6 times. And then ran away.
Did you say stabbed?
He stabbed him about 5 or 6 times in the face, yeah.
Yes! Well, that's a story. What's
yeah,
your name?
And then the guy came. He came back into work like 2 days later. He lived and was okay.
That story is crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
You saw the whole thing happen?
I didn't see like the him getting stabbed in the face, but I saw like the crime scene afterwards. Like because I was inside when it happened. It happened at right outside the door, and
nice.
Then I saw this like blood all over the sidewalk, and then. They were like, yeah, Ernest just got stabbed in the face a bunch of times. And I'm like, ugh. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We should send Ernest a shirt.
Yeah, he's a true
Where's Rooster?
Hero.
All right, have a good one.
That was a good story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I saw this, like, blood all over
the
Hi, you turn
your
radio down.
He got stabbed in the face a bunch of times.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I love you guys. What's going on?
We love you too. Nothing.
I don't love anyone.
You love me?
Okay.
I just wanted to say I work at a shop right in northern New Jersey. And I don't know if you guys ever heard of this new craze on YouTube. Where people
Snapchat?
Are holding,
like, parkour.
What's that?
It's when you walk on things funny.
Wait, what the F are you talking about, Michelle?
Parkour.
How do you spell that?
Parkour.
That's a hashtag?
It's a thing people do when they walk on things. Funny. You've heard of parkour, right, sir?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. I'm not going to lie.
Parkour is hardcore?
Yeah.
It
parkour.
Is.
All right, whatever.
Anyway,
all right, anyway.
I don't know if you guys heard of this new craze where people are, like, holding these 2-gallon bottles of milk or juice. This is stuff kids do where they walk into a store, they grab a 2-gallon bottle of milk and do some kind of backflip in the middle of an aisle and land, spilling the juice everywhere, acting like they slipped and injured themselves and getting it on camera.
They have to do a flip?
It sounds ridiculous, but it's a new thing.
Kids these days.
Yeah, kids these days. Exactly. I'm working in the seafood department. I see this kid tap his friend on the shoulder, getting the camera ready, and he does this backflip and lands right on his shoulder.
Oh!
He's screaming in agony, and I'm waiting there. I'm working. I'm seeing all this happen, and they got paramedics to come checking him out. He's screaming as they're trying to. And honestly, I couldn't help it. I had this smile washing right over my face. I felt like it was. Justice.
I mean, yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah. This kid's screwing around. I mean, it was a great feeling. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow. You know what I took away from that story?
What?
I love milk.
You're weird. All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
They're laughing at me because I've never heard of parkour.
You could do parkour for the marathon stuff.
I don't get it.
You, like, walk on things weird.
What do you mean you walk on
like
them
Like, you
weird?
Would, like, walk up on that wall, and then you, I think you have to yell parkour. Maybe you don't have to yell parkour.
I'm Googling it.
Run up on that wall and yell parkour.
Oh, like, you gotta run up on something that's vertical?
Yeah, you gotta, like, it's like extreme walking.
Oh, I know.
And then you're, like,
I know
parkour.
What that is. Oh, yeah, no. I'm not doing that.
Why? You look cute doing parkour.
These mother effers are like jumping off buildings.
You could jump off a building and yell parkour.
We are not parkouring as our marathon stunt.
I'd like to see station manager Ken parkour.
I'd like to see him do anything.
I know. Hey, we're almost out of time.
I don't care.
Oh, don't you?
Hi, you're on the radio. Tell me when,
hey,
Michelle.
I don't have a good grocery store story, but I want to give a shout-out to Baking and Entering.
Are we done?
Baking and... No, we have, like, another minute. Baking and Entering deserves a shout-out.
I didn't know that's what he was saying. Hi, you're on the radio.
How are you?
Good, how are you? What's your story? You have 1 minute.
I used to work in an A&P when I was a kid, and I was packing out in the produce aisle. And a lady came up to me, and she said, where's the tomatoes? And I said, oh, they didn't come in today. And she said, what do you mean they didn't come in today? I said, they didn't come in. She said, why not? I said, I think the truck broke down. So she says, well, when are they coming in? I said, I'm not too sure. So she keeps asking me all these questions. I finally said, lady, there's an F in Frankfurter, right? And she said, yeah. And I said, and there's an F in fluoride, right? She said, yeah. I said, and there's an F in tomatoes too, right? She said, there's no F in tomatoes. And I said, now you're getting it.
Wah, wah.
That's it. It's a grocery store joke.
Love you and your grocery store joke.
I loved it.
Have a good one, buddy. The winner is Abe with the peppermint schnapps.
Not with the stabber didn't win?
Nope. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address, shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You always pick the skaters.
What can I say? I got a type.
You have no type.
I have skater type, apparently.
Show's over.
Yeah, I know. I just finished. It's your turn now.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org.
Stay tuned for Billy Jam!
You like a rate me every time. It's such
Look,
bold.
I get to say something.
Shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
You're tight for the money.
Oh, yeah, baby, I like it raw.
I was delivering some food. I went to some lady's house, and she had this dog, and the dog dropped dead. And she freaked out. She kept picking up and dropping it on the floor, picking up and dropping it on the floor. She kept picking up and dropping it on the floor, picking up and dropping it on the floor.
You're tight for the money.
And then all of a sudden, after like maybe the fourth drop, the dog came back to life.
You're tired for the money.
I do like a good do like a good shimmy, though.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodger Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't for the kill now. Kill now.
Kidding me? A baby costs way more money and lasts way longer.
Kidding me? A baby costs way more money and lasts way longer. A baby costs way more money and lasts way longer.
You're rocking him too fast.
Sit down. Get her out of here. Put her where she belongs.
You're rocking him too fast. That's why he's crying. Trying to get me to be his mother.
La 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 la.
You're stupid. Sit down.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Rock and roll singer James Brown tried to make a personal appearance yesterday in Berkeley at the Music City record shop, but manager Ray Dobard had to call police to save Brown from his over-enthusiastic fans.
Put the needle on the record with...
with Billy Jam, right. Who just don't give a damn. Right. Oh, yeah, this is why Z in the Ghetto's been real good to me. Yeah. I know it's been good to you, that's why you're checking out Billy Jam, right. Who just don't give a damn, y'all. Check it out. And remember...
please rewind and come again.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thanks. It's
all.
Stop! The law has been broken.
Your resume faxed to me this morning.
Resume?
Shh. I see you come with outstanding merits. I see. You work well with people. You have experience in handling money. Shift manager at Boston Chicken. Rather impressive. What makes you think you could handle hustling? Needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. Right now, you listen to Put the Needle on the Record with your boy Billy Jam on WFMU Radio. It's so hot. It's strictly underground. We changing it up. We don't stop. Worldwide. Yeah, this your boy Timmy Temper from the Temper Twins. So lovely. Music is going good again. Yeah.
Chill out. It's time for that real.
I just want to, like, get my hands in everything. Like, you live real, you don't live that long, you know what I mean? So, like, with this, like, that God gave me to be able to do this stuff, like, I just want to be able to probably touch everything that I could. Like, I battled, you know, I do clubs, like, I'm making beats now. Like, I want to just be able to do everything, like, try everything, you know what I mean? Just to say, like, I've done it.
Hello, Prince?
Yes.
This is Vanessa Bartholomew.
Where have you been?
I've been trying to interview you now for a long time.
No.
You're a hard man to track down. I hope you don't mind. I'm recording our conversation. Hello? Son of a bitch hung up.
But they keep saying the same thing. Is America ready for a black president? Is America ready for a black president? Well, we should be. We just had a retarded one.
You're probably wondering why America is under attack. We're under attack because we love freedom. That's why we're under attack.
Are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh? You having a laugh?
Six, five, three,
ma'am,
one.
Ma'am, I'm happy to keep helping you, but you can't flirt with me over the phone.
It is 6-5.
Excuse me, ma'am. I just can't have you flirting with me over the phone, or I'm just going to have to hang up.
Fuck.
He had no idea about tone production. He would just saw it back and forth, just scratch the instrument to such a point that it'd drive everyone that listened to it absolutely insane.
Hello, Peanut Butter Wolf. It's Dave. Mark.